The sermon text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 until 34. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. On the sheet with the Danish and English text, I put some headlines. Three headlines: little faith, overconfidence and discouragement, and the courage of faith. Now Jesus is taking care of us. He knows about our discouragement, how we can get very sorry, and how we almost give up because we have little faith. But when Jesus talks about our little faith, he doesn't judge us. He just describes us. And then he helps those with a little faith. How do we look at ourselves when we experience that we have little faith? Often we scold ourselves. We think lowly of ourselves. But Jesus, he doesn't. Jesus, he directs our attention to another place, to our Father in heaven. That's his reaction. We should look at God's goodness in nature, and we should look at God's mercy in God's kingdom. That's the first headline. We have little faith. Yes, but Jesus will help us. The next headline is overconfidence and discouragement. Overconfidence. That is when we believe that we will make everything by our own strength, and that we are not guilty, and we will save ourselves by our good deeds. That's overconfidence. But Jesus, he takes away our overconfidence in the same Sermon of Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, he explains the Ten Commandments, and he shows the disciples that they have no reason to be confident in themselves because they are sinners. So he takes away our overconfidence, our false confidence. And what is then left? Well, it seems as if only one thing is left, namely discouragement. But no, discouragement is only part of the cure Jesus, he helps us with. In chapter 6, in our sermon text, Jesus takes hold of our discouragement and gives us the courage of faith. Jesus never leaves us in discouragement, but he is with us, and he gives encouragement so that we can have the courage of faith. And that's the third headline, the courage of faith. In order to give us this, he first asks a question: why do you worry? Well, if he gives us a question and he doesn't answer it himself, it might be important that we give an answer, that we try to give an answer. Why do you worry? Think about it. Do you worry because you may have other gods than God? Jesus spoke about it in verse 24 in our sermon text, that we may adore money instead of God. Well, if that is the case, then our worries are nothing worth. The next reason could be, okay, we worry because we put clothes and money. We put clothes and food above life and body. What is the higher thing? The body or our clothes? Well, body is. Therefore, we should not worry about clothes, because we have a Father who takes care of our body. And what is a higher thing? Our life or food? Of course, life is the higher thing. Why do we then worry about our food? God has given us our life. Will he not care for us? That's the question. After this question, Jesus, he helps us to behold, to look at flowers and birds. He directs our attention to God's great deeds in nature. And if we then argue, well, birds also die, then Jesus, he says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, well, you're right. I know that also birds might die, but God is with them as they die. And so he is also with you, therefore do not fear. And what about flowers? Will they not faint? They will. Jesus says so in our text. But behold their nature, how wonderful they are created, and how they have their beauty. God, he has created you, and he will also care for you just like he cares for the flowers. Even if we can explain the nature in other ways, in more negative ways, I would prefer to go after Jesus' explanation, because Jesus, he is the one who knows nature better than we. And he's also the one who came with the kingdom of God. When he came, he said, now the kingdom is near. And the kingdom came with healing, with forgiveness of sins, and with resurrection from the dead. That is what gives us courage of faith. Behold your Father's works in nature, and behold what he has done to you in his kingdom. Therefore we will pray and say to him, our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, for the power belongs to you. Amen.